This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Hospitality businesses in New York City say they're struggling to fill open jobs, and the new migrants arriving in the city would help solve that problem if they get authorized to work. New York City Hall, on the other hand, says it is struggling to cope with the influx of migrants and that the city's social services are strained. Aaron Delmore, with our newsroom partners, the BBC, has more.
For Colombia native Alexandra Gomez Castro, overwhelming joy.
When I received the work permit, I became filled with tears, a great emotion.
She says her heart is jumping when she finally gets a permit to work legally in New York City.
We have your work authorization.
She, her husband, and their three children are part of a large influx of migrants arriving in New York City, totaling more than 180,000 since 2022. They come from all over the world, many from South and Central America, fleeing threats of violence by foot and seeking asylum at the U.S. border. The family traveled further north to New York City, which uniquely provides shelter to anyone without housing. A nonprofit, Project Rousseau, handled her asylum application and secured her work permit. But not everyone finds their way through the complex forms and bureaucracy. They wait in old hotels and schools, now makeshift shelters teeming with new arrivals. City services are buckling. There are calls to send them back and close the border. Yet, business owners in the city say these new arrivals could be the answer to their labor shortages.
So I'm on a WhatsApp group with 300 restaurateurs. Everyone is asking all the time, do you have a line cook? Do you know of a manager? Do you have a waiter?
Migrants come by Barbara Sibley's Mexican restaurant, La Palapa, looking for work. But their path to legal work is slow and complicated.
The system is broken. These folks are here without the tools that they need to help me. It's that basic, right? I know for sure in New York City in the restaurant business, if the workers could work, we would have jobs.
Native-born workers don't make up as much of the U.S. workforce as they used to. The baby boomers are retiring, and birth rates have been falling for a while. So if the U.S. wants to keep up the size of its workforce, or grow it, immigrants and migrants are a readily available solution. Andrew Ridgey is the executive director of the New York Hospitality Alliance, a nonprofit that represents more than 4,000 restaurants, bars, and nightclubs.
So there are open jobs, and employers want to hire people, and they're open to hiring immigrants and migrants. Where's the holdup?
The holdup is basically the federal government. We need the federal government to take action to make it easier for people to come and fill these jobs. It's not like they're displacing New Yorkers, displacing Americans from working in their jobs. These are open jobs. It will contribute to our local economy, to our national economy.
For centuries, immigrants have traveled to the U.S. looking for work, attempting to create a better life for their families. In New York City, I'm the BBC's Aaron Delmore for Marketplace.